Sefer Or Yisroel, letters, Ma'amorim, that Yisroel Salander written, which is better than the Yisoid, the building of the Musa that Klal Yisroel had. Yisroel was Miyasad. Way of our yeshivas, the way of the yeshivas in our generation. And the Geras Yudalev of Israel writes, Sibois de Ichas Cheldas Peimadim. Why in our days people don't have a feeling for Rosh Hashanah? That starts with the famous Zokhim and Israel, Melephonim, Kasher Yodati, Kodisha, Chozoi, Falotzois, Kolakoira, Kibush Elul. They said Elul and Shabbos Mevorchim. And Israel says, Melephonim, Kasher Yodati, like I knew myself. Kolish, Chozoi, Falotzois, every person was so scared when they just said, Shabbos Mevorchim Elul. And today it's not there. When we saw tries to explain why we lost it. What happened that among people felt Chelda Sadim? And today we don't have the Chelda Sadim. He says different reasons, more reasonable reasons. Then he says, but the main reason is Be'etzem. That we have a klipah, we covered with gashmias, we're far away, and we can't feel the Chelda Sadim, we can't feel the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because we covered with this gashmias, we covered with that shell that stops us in between ourselves and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Mela, we don't have a Chelda Sadim. We don't have that Shaychus. We don't have that connection. Zogdor Bissar, so Mal Asos, Koisel Barzel Mafsik, Ruach Tumer Melafefes. What is the Eitzah? That Pitom you will feel the Chelda Sadim. And Rabbi Yisrael says, Achasi Asher Gam Anison Yoyerke. Says, there's one Eitzah, and that one Eitzah, Rabbi Yisrael says, I also tested and I also tried it, and Achasi. It's the only way to get it. Lishpoich HaNefesh Shel Hashem Yisborach Ba'asoro El HaMirkaz Lekarev Chorkotn B'Koysel HaBarzel Dover Cotton the Nikle the Pirira. I want to explain how Rabbi Yisrael gives the Eitzah what to do. It's a double Eitzah be'etzah. Why we feel Taka so far? I said Friday there was a Yid here from Miami. That was Gelbert. Older man. I think the family owns half of my heart, no, good amount of my heart. And he was telling, you know, these people around here, these people around here. And the nursing homes, they were planning to stay. It's built for five, and they have food for a month, and water for a month, and a generator. And this is the law. They can't take away the old people, and they have to stay there. The family stays, and they can't. It's protected. Or the other name, call it. I don't know what happened. He was busy telling me, for him it's very important. So I was listening a little bit. When he finished to say, I told him, here, so why not crying? Why you don't sound so nervous? I said, there's no one to hear, there's no one to hear. I'm used to hearing during that for a couple of days. The business will be closed at least on Thursday. Next week it's busy anyway because Rosh Hashanah, so we have a short week. That must come in time. And why are you not, upset? Why are you not angry? So I said, I'll tell you why. Because you know it's the... I said, what do you mean to ask? I said, look, so ISIS will come and close your business and kidnap your family and put them to stay in a building where there's water all over you. You'll be screaming, Chai V'Kayim, you'll be running all the G'dayim to ask for tefillahs. The market will crash and mamash, you'll fill all of your stacks, you'll run to Bnei Brak and who knows how much money you'll give a bee. Why now, you guys? I said, the answer is Pasha. Now you feel the Ribbono Shel Olam. If someone is doing something to you, you feel you have to do it. Someone is sick, hope to get the right doctor. So, it doesn't go to do. There's no way to stop the hurricane. Other it comes, another it comes, right? You don't think that someone could move away the hurricane for you? You know it's mamash the Ribbono Shel Olam. The doctor, yeah, they'll find the right medicine, they'll find it. So you think it's doable, yeah? Even if it's Bidei Shemayim / Bidei Adam, yeah? So you want someone to help you. Someone is starting up with you, is kidnapped. You want Le Melochim B'Sovim B'Yad Hashem. They'll find a way to get out of it. So you told me you're right. But the truth is, even that some people believe, even when someone is sick, they believe it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. When someone gets kidnapped, they believe it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. You tell me, you know what people don't believe it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam? When they're successful. When they make money, I'm a smart guy. I invested in the right place. I know a person, nice to show you, I'm changing it a little bit. He was in a place, it was a guy. Couldn't do nothing. The guy mamish every day came, took like a nail, pushed it in his hand, took it out. Mamish like, oh, there's a ganze sach. Suffered terribly. So upset. There was nothing what he could have done. By night, the guy would come to the hospital. It was his parents, and that guy every time would stuck a needle. He claimed he didn't, he did. That's a mice. He was very upset. The cameras, the war cameras. Then, in a different place in the hand, the other person started to suffer from the illness, the same kind of disease. No shine is the nail, kind of pus that started to come out. So he told me, you know what I realized? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a tzah. Instead of turning over to him, I went to the whole world to try to stop it. So Hashem gave me another world that has not Bidei Odom, it's only Bidei Shemayim. If I didn't have the hint, that's the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem gave me the hint in the left hand. In the right hand, I thought, I have to put another camera, I have to get the police to be in charge, I have to get this one to stop it, this one to stop it. Hashem gave me the same kind of sword in the other hand, but there was Mamash Bidei Shemayim. To realize, you have to dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not going to be soil. We know Alamol, Tefillah. Tefillah works. What is the Pshat Tefillah works? The Lechem Mishneh, the Lechem Tshupe, brings down. Rambam says, V'chen ir, Shim Nechtzo al Mechtzo, Abul Ir Shi Rova Vailas, Himiyat Kharevo. A city that is Roiva Vailas, Himiyat Kharevo. Vachena Medina, Shi Roiva Vailas, Himiyat Kharevo. Vachena Ish, Shu Rova Vailas, Umiyat Metz. And the Ram says, Vachena Ir Shi Rubo Vailas, Himiyat Kharevo. Shenema. Hine chatas zdoim v'amoiro kirabo. Rashi brings down kirabo, he was a girl, she gave his daughter to the honey, they covered her with honey and the bees came. The Rambam learns, chatas zdoim v'amoiro kirabo, Rova Veiris. Frank the Lechem Mishneh is not true. Avraham Avinu told the Ribbono Shel Olam, אם יש 50 צדיקים בעיר, לא הייתה עשה בשביל החמישי. עכשיו said, if it's 50, I will not do it. So if it's 45, I will not do it. If it's 40, if it's 30, if it's 20, if it's 10. So Hashem said, he would not do it for 10.
So how the Rambam paskins, if there's more people that do Averis in the city, Himiyad Chareibu, Shenemar, Hinei Chatas Dom Ve'Amoyro Ki Rabri. Frag the Lechem Mishne, Ari Avram Avinu, Zog the Lechem Mishne, you know why? Ho Yo'oise Mishnu Tfilas Avram. Ein Echonami, the Aloha is, אם ירואים אבירו יסימיית חרב, אבל אברהם אבינו asked him, he will do בשביל אברהם אבינו. You good at that? You open the pasuk, it doesn't make sense. אברהם אבינו says to the ריבונו של עולם, חלילה לך אשריף את כל אורץ, לא יעשה משפט, להומיס ראשו כצדיק, ואויו ראשו כצדיק, חלילה לך אשריף את כל אורץ, לא יעשה משפט, אם יש שם עשורה. Hashem says, "Cholilo li, if there's a sorah, I will not do it." If Avraham would say, "Hashem, you're right, you have to kill them. Please do for the sorah." So then the Lechem Mishne is answering good. Bishvil tefilas Avraham, ein echanami. Hashem has to kill the city. Bishvil roim averes. But Avraham is asking a favor. Hashem will not do it because Avraham is asking a favor. But Avraham didn't ask a favor. He said, "Cholilo lecho Hashem et kol haaretz lo yaseh mishpat." שיידן אליכם משנה ישראל. עיר שעירו בעבירס מיד חרבה. But if you come to the ריבונו של עולם, Hashem, how you could do it? There's 10 people here that are good, so it becomes חולילו השפט כל האורץ לא יעשה משפט, and he can kill them, and he doesn't kill them. דיינו, the כוח of תפילה is, that even that they deserve to die, if you ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, it doesn't happen. This is the Koyach of Tefillah. This is the Koyach of Tefillah. Roim Averis in Yad Chareivo. But Avraham Avinu could turn over to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, Cholilo Ashoifet Kol Oretz Lo Yaseh Mishpot. Hashem said, no, I can't do it. This is the Koyach of Tefillah. What is the Pshat? We see Alamor that the Koyach of Tefillah is, the Gemara says in Nida, Ma yase odom v'yechka? How a person can become a Talmid Chochem? Yarbe b'yeshiva. Frag the Gemara, Harbe hirbu b'yeshiva v'lo yosu b'yodom. Elo yevak eshrachmi m'misha ha'chochmo shalom. Frag the Gemara, so why it says Yarbe b'yeshiva? But you have to do both. Why do you have to doubt it? You don't learn. You're sitting and learning, but you have to daven to become a Talmid Chacham. Yitzchok. Daven. Vayesar Hashem lo. He daven for a baby. Hashem promised the home of Avinu. Ki be Yitzchok yikor lechazera. Why Yitzchok is the daven? Hashem promised the home. Let Hashem to work it out. It's mevuo. Hashem promised Avram that Yitzchak will have kids. If Avram doesn't ask for it, if Yitzchak doesn't ask for it, he doesn't get it. He promised. Brisbane, I'm sorry. The biggest promise in the world is that Avram Avinu will have kids from Yitzchak. And Yitzchak and his wife, David, and Chazal Ziva, yes, Aloy, Veloylo, Tfilat Tzadik Ben Tzadik, Tfilat Tzadik Ben Tzadik, Tfilat Tzadik Ben Rosho. Not for him and not for her. It had to come for Avraham Avinu anyways. Shtei Nishtas. It didn't come for Avraham Avinu. It came for Yitzchak. So I heard from Rabbi Gershon Edelstein, Shiv Banovich. I was a bachur, he told me. Everything what you daven, maybe he will listen, maybe not. You want to be a multimillionaire. I think everyone wants. Come on, yeah? Other he will give it to you, other not. If he thinks it's good for you, he will give it, or not. Well, again, maybe he thinks it's bad for you, and you deserve bad, so he will give it to you. You know what? There's no promise that he will accept the tefillah. That's totally in the system. This is what's good. Some people he gives, Chazanish he didn't give. Chazanish. Most. How did the Chazanish have to follow Mavrich Klal Yisrael? People stand in the Holocaust and they get killed like animals. Vedavim, we go to Israel, Vedavim. We don't know Dalek Yashkoch. But I don't know, feel it come, never comes back. The answer is we don't understand the Cheshbon Neshamah. Right? Let's speak about the Baruchot, it's not. But there's one thing that feel never comes back. If you ask Ruchnius. And here's two levels. Some of the guy asks to be the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world. He said, even that Hashem could never say no. But that also, maybe you deserve to serve Hashem by learning one blood of Kiddushin all your life. That's what He wants you to do. Be very difficult. You echol b'tzar, yosef b'meir shalei b'tzar. Could be. Not everyone could be a kibay. Not everyone could be a tazer, a shach, and a bach. But it's one thing. When you ask to be in a shomayim and close to Hashem, there's no reason in the world to get a no. Only if you're a bad person, that's a problem, and you'll get it. Zotre Bisor, I want to explain this to the Kudus, he says, as a mechitzas barzel that doesn't let us to feel close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, before davening for the good year, before davening for the Hatzlocha, to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam, לישפויך אין הנף אל השם יסבורך, אל המרכז לא כובחור קוטן בקויסר. השם, I want to have your השומיים, I want to change, I want to be a yid that is oivet Hashem. And Rabbi Israel explains that it does two parts. It makes a hole in the metal, and you start to feel the kirbas Hashem litoiv. You start to feel the argosh of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the second part is the fact that you're begging and davening makes you close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Something we saw, when a person is standing a week plus before Rosh Hashanah and he feels that he's far and he feels that he's not managing to have the change. And we believe that by Yom Hazeh the person comes to Rosh Hashanah, and if he comes ready to Rosh Hashanah, he will have a good year. This is what we believe. But we don't feel that we have the tools. We don't feel that we have the Eim HaSadim. We don't feel connected. Zokt Rabbi Yisrael, Achas, Lishpoich HaNefesh El Hashem, to daven, to become closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Make a hole in the mechitzas barzel that I will feel you. So a person can't see. He can't see. He never saw in his life. And he's asking, he wants for 2 minutes to see that when that later when he touches people, he knows what human being means. I can't see, but let me to see it, that I connect to it. And he begs for it. And he davens for it. Just for a feeling. Hashem, he says, Achasi asher gam anisoyon yeren. And we saw the Metzias says, when you do it, you get it. Anisoyon yeren. When you do it, you get it. But you have to beg. You have to beg. And you have to ask. And the second part is, that the etzem asking makes you close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Chazal say, Ma yase odom veyechta? Yarbe beyeshiva. Yarbe beyeshiva. The Gemara says Yarbe beyeshiva. I don't think Tzvi's daughter was called Yarbe beyeshiva. Yeah? This is not a famous person that came to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. His baby was crying by night. So, you know, it was a bit late to say there, you know, these guys. A bit awake with his kid by night, so he comes a little bit late to say there. Oh, Hashem, by us, we don't see this guy in Gilead, but I heard a Siddur HaZazah. Yeah? So, Chaim Shalevitz asked him, what happened? Tzar Gidul Banim. So, Chaim Shalevitz told him, listen, Ishkin, Tzar Gidul Banim. This is Gidul Banim Alein. I wish you would never know what Tzar Gidul Banim. To be awake by night with your kid, this is not Tzar Gidul Banim. This is Gidul Banim. Yalba be yeshiva, what the Gemara says, she doesn't mean to be zdorim, it doesn't learn. Yalba be yeshiva means ben hazdorim Friday Shabbat. Yalba be yeshiva. Avdem zog the Gemara, how be os ukein veloi otsa be yotam. Elo yavakesh rachmi mimisha achoch mashalot. Frag the Gemara, if in ken my time, so why you told me yalba be yeshiva? Hobelo holoi sagi. Now listen. So the Gemara had a havamina, then I don't need to be out of the yeshiva. I could just daven. I'm sure you have to learn. It's not a three story, but not out of the yeshiva. You're going to go without the chorim if you daven. So no. It will not work without it. But the Gemara had a tzad that by davening I could become a talmid chacham. So you also need out of the yeshiva. Now think about yourself. How much your Yahweh the Yeshiva, and Baruch Hashem, everyone here is Yahweh the Yeshiva, that's 90%, yeah? A Yahweh the Yeshiva, yeah, 92, yeah? Yahweh the Yeshiva. But you have the same amount of Yivakish Rachmi and Yishachoch Mashalot? Not even close. And then you wonder, so why I'm not a big Talmud Chochma? Why I'm not a big Talmud Chochma? Why I'm not a big Talmud Chochma? Where is my Yevakesh Rachmi Mimisha Achoch Peshalot? You have to know, the Chochm is not just the daven that a guy has, Machshoves, bad Machshoves, take away my bad Machshoves. Hashem, make me close to you. Make me to want to fast. Make me to want to learn. Make me to want to be Kodesh. Make me to have the $1 million. I said, if I want the $1 million, give it to me. But make me to want to know million blood. Ask the to love the right thing. Some people are scared to ask for that. Let me to love to learn day and night. Let me to ask. So that's a bichlal. This is the avodah of a person. But in these days, when you ask to be a Talmid Chochem, ask to have a Yira Shamayim, ask to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but beg for it. Beg for it. Zogt Reb Yisroel, that little hole breaks the Mechitzas Barzel. Like all of us, you know, in Rosh Hashanah, in Yom Kippur, we get, I'm saying, I think most people get some moments of feeling of close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But that is late. That is in the Yom HaDin. In the Yom HaDin. By night, at the Hillel, daven 5 minutes to the Ribbono Shel Olam. No, a guy, well, little knows a half an hour. I'm saying that. Not to say, okay, I will daven instead of learning. That is the Yetzer Miyad. And it's not Matzliach. You have to have Yavu be Yeshiva. It's easier Yavu be Tehillim than Yavu be Yeshiva. How about to beg? Look at Yisrael, if a person davens, and he asks, and he begs, he manages to break that Mechitzas Barzel. Rabbi Yisrael says, that is the whole letter. The pachad is dear. It's not a fake. We have to understand. We're not trying to fake. Say Alamo the Moshal is one of the best Mosholim. Years ago, I think 50 years ago, when they started the army. Today, every generation has different ways how they want the Yeshiva Bochum to go to the army. But then they wanted the Yeshiva Bochum to go to the army. So they came to Yeshiva Sponovich. And they from the TV, they came with the big. And they wanted to interview a bachur that he will explain to all the friar yidden why the Yeshivalites don't go to the army. Today we're in the friars and that's all. The government wants the Yeshiva bachur to go to the army. The world's a bit different. But that day, it was like, not to go to the army was like, Mamash Magimel Averis Hamulis. And they said, we'll give a chance to the yeshiva bochim to explain why they don't go to the army. So they came to Ponovich. So Rav Shach pointed out, the guy, his name was Yehuda Ades. He's Rosh Hashiva, called Yaakov. He's a young bocher. Shach said, Yehuda Ades won't answer. Okay, they took him to the room, they put him in the hall. Yehuda, lama, you don't go to the army. He said, we believe that when you learn Torah, we protect the country. The nationalists. I understand, we don't wear the TV. We wanted to explain something more. No, but I don't could understand. Okay, we can ask you again the question. Yehuda, why you don't go to the army? We believe that when we learn, we protect the world. It's very good. 2,000 years ago, it's a very good answer. That's weird. I think 1,970, how much was that? You know, we updated it. You have to say something that sounds good, secular world. Okay? You ready? Yehuda, why we don't go to the army? We believe that when we learn, we protect. There's no point. No, we no rating for such a. He asked them what his rating. But so he said, I'll explain to you. You want me to answer you, answer that I don't believe. But to make up an answer that will sound good for the fry people, then I don't think that it's a real answer. So you want me to convince everyone that is listening something that I didn't manage to convince myself yet? It's no chance. It's not fair. You don't like my answer, so it's a problem. But to answer something that sounds good to people, and I'm not convincing it, is no point. It's a huge answer. What I'm saying, we have to know what is the real answer. Now, one thing is that people don't feel Rosh Hashanah. So what they do, they find a fake way to be scared. They think about someone that is dying, they think very strange, oh, they manage to get scared. They go to Tzavah, the guy managed to scare them. But it's not a real way. It's a Mechitzas Bazar. He doesn't feel really the Rosh Hashanah. So he has like a little story, like a little movie that makes him a bit scared. And then he tries to fool himself that he has a Rosh Hashanah. That game is limited to work. It's not going to be solved. If you cry and daven to Hashem every day, Hashem, open my heart and learn, give me siyata tishma, and you daven 5-10 minutes. Chutz of your tefillahs. You know, but they don't play the show alone. And Hashem makes a hole in the mechitzas barzel, like the Yisrael. You get the real feeling of Rosh Hashanah. But what the Yitzchak and tells you? Don't get to the real thing. Just like this guy was trying to convince him. Yeah, the real thing doesn't work. This is old fashioned. I need something for our generation. So you take something for our generation, but that is not real Rosh Hashanah. So he fools himself to convince himself with something that is not real. But if you would manage to convince yourself with the real thing, you will start to feel Rosh Hashanah. And if you feel Rosh Hashanah, then Be'ezus Hashem, you have a Yad HaDishmaya to have the real pachad.